At 8:44, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Connecting with someone in another country can be as easy as a phone call for some. Others might never have the opportunity to speak to someone overseas. KERA's Stella Chavez reports a project in Dallas recently helped bring people from all corners of the world together in the same room.
On a recent December morning, five 20-somethings huddle inside a gold shipping container at Bonton Farms in southeast Dallas. It's like a mini movie auditorium with a large projector screen. They're talking with two young men in Herat, Afghanistan.
I have one question. What is the temperature there?
Yeah, it's a very good question. It's not that much cold. 72.
72?
It's 40 in Dallas, but outside this cold container, it feels closer to 30.
In Celsius here, it's like 5? Yeah.
It's 5.
It's cold. We're all shaking, right?
This shipping container is called a portal. They're placed all over the world courtesy of a nonprofit called Shared Studios. The mission is simple: connect people who may otherwise never get the chance to meet. Inside the Dallas portal is a group from City Year, an education nonprofit that works in public schools and mentors students at risk of dropping out. Their new friends are Hamid Namani, a recent high school graduate, and Saeed Habibi, curator of the Herat portal. Namani says he wants to attend an American university and study electrical engineering. One of the things they're discussing is immigration.
As a citizen of the United States, what's your first impression of seeing a huge gathering of people coming into your country?
So Namani is asking how they feel about people coming to the U.S. Everyone looks at Oscar Hernandez. He's 25 and wants to study immigration law after he wraps up his stint with City Year.
I think it's a very pressing issue, considering that we've been having a lot of political turmoil in Washington over the status of refugees, especially.
Bonton Farms is an interesting location for the Dallas portal. It's an urban farm, market, and cafe in an area south of downtown, often described as a food desert. Ricky Jimerson is vice president of operations there. He says having the portal has been a rewarding experience and hopes to bring it back in the spring.
I think it was interesting for us is the fact that we really saw an opportunity to expose our community to a whole new world. Number one, to see some of the commonalities we have with people all over the world. Number two, to appreciate some differences and learn something new about other people, as well as teach them something that you're doing.
That's something 21-year-old Beverly Manriquez was eager to experience.
I really loved it. I've had other opportunities to talk to people in other countries, but this felt different just because of the screen and how you see them full size. Felt like they were in the room with us.
Elizabeth Bonnell is 22 and teaches geometry and algebra. She was particularly interested in understanding water scarcity and how that creates conflict.
I found the water dispute very interesting. I didn't know. I feel like I'm not as well informed about using water for power sources and how it's being pumped out of one country and being used to benefit another.
Communicating through these portals can help build bridges. Matthew Kartal is curator for the Dallas site.
Being in Afghanistan or in the U.S. or in Mexico or in other country, you face with the same struggle and realities. You have to earn a living, find shelters, and have some food.
And, he says, the experience can also be pure fun as Namani and Habibi wrap up the conversation with some music and dancing for their Dallas friends. I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.